Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. Today I'm in Southern California in the Mojave Desert, looking at one of the largest solar power plants in the world. Now, normally when we think of solar power, we think of photoelectric cells, changing light energy directly into electrical energy. But this plant works in a very different way. Instead of photoelectric cells, this power plant uses mirrors. And it has lots of mirrors. Okay, so why do they have all those mirrors? Well, to understand that, we need a piece of paper and a magnifying glass. We're going to use the lens of the magnifying glass to concentrate the sun's energy on this piece of paper. The sunlight travels in a straight line until it hits the lens, but then it's bent in a process called refraction. The refraction bends that light toward a central focal point. Notice that all the area around the bright spot is dark. That's because all the light that would have hit there has been bent toward the center. Some of that energy is reflected off the paper, which is why it looks so bright. But most of the energy is absorbed and converted into heat, making the paper hot enough to burn. Now let's go back to the solar power plant and take a closer look at those mirrors. Just as with the magnifying glass, the sunlight travels in a straight line until it hits the mirror. But this time, instead of using a lens to refract the light, they use a mirror to reflect the light. Because the mirror is curved, all of that reflected energy is focused again at a central point. You get the same effect that you got with a magnifying glass, only this time you're using reflection instead of refraction. Take a closer look at that central point, and you'll see a black pipe. The black color reflects less light, so more of the energy is absorbed. Flowing through that pipe is a synthetic oil, which the solar energy heats to over 750 degrees Fahrenheit. The oil flows through pipes to this central structure, where it's used to boil water, producing steam. That steam powers several very large generators. The generators change that mechanical energy into electrical energy, which is sent out through these wires to be used. The neat thing is, it's solar power. There's no pollution, no byproducts. Very environmentally safe. A wonderful way to produce power. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.